So we're just talking about Haridas and Chota Haridas. So what was his destiny? So someone was asking me, well, Chota Haridas. Chota Haridas was a kirtanira. And Bhagavatacharya was hosting Lord Chaitanya for prasadam, Jagannath Mahaprasadam. And also Bhagavatacharya was a very good cook. He's a Brahmin. This is in Orissa.
Odisha.
And Puri, Jagannath Puri, during the Puri Leela of Gauranga. So he invited him, but it's a night when a great personality comes, prasadam is there, and also kirtan. Chota Haridas is a very famous kirtanir in Gaur Leela. Chota Haridas is a kirtanir, and Bara Haridas is a namacharya. Everyone knows. Namacharya Shil Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. So Chota Haridas, everyone knows the story. He begs some rice from Madhavi Devi. Madhavi Devi is the sister of Shiki Mahiti. And you read in Bengali, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Lakshan of Madhavi. Here's a description of Madhavi Devi. She was Buddha. Buddha means she was old lady. She was Param Vaishnavi. She's a Param Vaishnavi. And she was a Shuddh Bhakta. She's a Nitya Jana. She's a Nitya Parishad. Old lady. And Chota Haridas went to beg rice. But because she's Stri, she represents Stri, that was a violation of Tyagi Dharma. He was a Tyagi, Chota Haridas. So Lord Chaitanya cast him out of his Sangha. And many people pleaded with Lord Chaitanya, please see him, please see him. So he felt bad. He thought, oh, I've fallen. So if you fall, you should... They recommended prayaschit in a varnashram. Of course, we don't follow the varnashram. This is Shuddh Bhakti. This is Sarvapati Vinir Muktam Tatpura Dwena Nirmalam. So varnashram dharma is not part of the Gaudiya Siddhanta or Gaudiya Vaishnava Bhakti, pure Shuddh Bhakti. At any rate, in the varnashram dharma shastra, because one of the varnas, one of the ashramas is sannyas. So there's sannyas. The brahmachari brushed, grihastha brushed, vanapras brushed, and sannyasi brushed. It means you break the sannyas. So then you're supposed to atone, do prayaschitta for that by giving up the body, which is suicide, by drowning in the Ganga in Triveni. So he knew that, Shastra, he found out from some Brahmins that, he went there and said, oh, what can I do? So the Karmakandiya Brahmin said, yo, you, what ashram are you? He said, I'm Tyagi. So he said, you're sannyas. But he was Gaudiya Tyagi. So they said, so you're sannyas, and the prayaschit for this type of breach of sannyas dharma, sannyas brushed, which is what Lord Chaitanya considered, is giving up the body in the Triveni. So he did it. So then it says he became Gandharva, and he was singing for the Lord, and people saw him, people heard him singing. You know this in Chaitanya Charitamrita. They heard him singing. So someone was trying to say that he would, I think he became Gandharva, which means possibly he was a Gandharva before. Because when you see in the pastimes of Krishna, many, many personalities come and enter the Leela. Before Krishna comes, he sends down the devis from the heavenly planets, they became gopis. This is in the Tika of Vishnu Chakravarti and Dasama Skanda, chapter 29. It's talking about the different categories of Sakis and Rasleela. So one was the Devis, the Devipara. They came from the Devalok, and they came and merged in the bodies in the Tisthira Sakis. So they came. So when after the Leela, they went back to heavenly planets. So Gandharvas came and Kinnaras, many, many personalities came. And you read in Chaitanya Bhagavat also, when Lord Chaitanya was doing Sankirtan, many of the Devas, many of the great Devas, they would come and disguise themselves as Brahmins, as Manush. As human beings, Yamraj used to come down. All kinds of different personalities would come down to join the Harinam Sankirtan party. Yamraj would come. They'd all disguise themselves as Navadvip Brahmins. Haribol, Haribol. Then they would go back to Yamaloka or Gandharvaloka or wherever they went. So apparently, it seems that Chota Haridas was he was, of course, he's a Nitya Parishad of the Lord. He's with the Lord's Leela. He's always there. But it's told that he became Gandharva. I don't remember whether it says Siddhadeva or not, but I think it said he's like got a subtle body. Anyway, it's just a side point. The main point is that, or she had this point. There's 7 points of that story, what you're told in Atika by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Seven different lessons from that story, which I can't remember all just now. But the main thing is you have to be very strict about your varna and your ashram. Lord Chaitanya set that example himself, and he expected a high standard from all his followers also.